I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 775, Letting the Bible Read You. Yesterday, we talked about reading spiritually. And if you missed it, you might want to go back and take a listen. It's only 5 minutes. Today, I want to put the bow on that conversation by using the wisdom of a beloved man of God who didn't just read the Bible. He preached it, he translated it, he taught it, and he lived it. And he could do all that well because first, he let the Bible read him. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. We do that as we know God, and we know God in large part through his word. I'm all about transformation. The weakness of the church today is not that it doesn't know enough. It's that the church doesn't live out and love out what it already knows. What helps with that is not just reading the Bible, but taking time to let the Bible read us. A great example of that is a modern hero of the faith who is a translator of the Message Bible, Eugene Peterson. This is what he wrote about reading versus being read in the Message Remix. He wrote, "Have you ever been to the ocean? Have you ever been in the ocean? Not just pulling up in a car, taking off your shoes, and sticking your big toe in the water. Have you ever immersed yourself in the ocean? When you do that, it's almost as if a whole new world opens up to you. You see and feel and taste and hear things that you never could have just walking along the beach. You experience things hidden from the spectators on the beach." It's the same thing when it comes to the Bible. When you immerse yourself in it, a whole new world opens up. As usual, the Bible really says it best. Place these words on your heart. Get them deep inside you. Tie them on your hands and your foreheads as a reminder. Talk about them wherever you are, sitting at home or walking in the street. Talk about them from the time you get up in the morning until you fall into bed at night. Inscribe them on the doorposts and gates of your cities so that you'll live a long time. Deuteronomy 11. Okay, first it's important to simply read, leisurely and thoughtfully. We need to get a feel for the way these stories and songs, these prayers and conversations, these sermons and visions invite us into a large, large world in which the invisible God is behind and involved in everything visible and illuminates what it means to live here, really live, not just get across the street. As we read, the longer we read, we begin to get it. We are in conversation with God. We find ourselves listening and answering in matters that most concern us: who we are, where we came from, where we're going, what makes us tick, the texture of the world and the communities we live in, and most of all, the incredible love of God among us, doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Through reading the Bible, we see that there is far more to the world, more to us, more to what we see and more to what we don't see, more to everything, more than we ever dreamed, and that this more has to do with God. This is new for us, a different sort of book, a book that reads us even as we read it. We're used to picking up and reading books for what we can get out of them: information we can use, inspiration to energize us, instructions on how to do something or another, entertainment to while away a rainy day, wisdom that will guide us into better living. These things can and do take place when reading the Bible, but the Bible is given to us in the first place simply to invite us to make ourselves at home in the world of God, God's Word and God's world, and to become familiar with the way God speaks and the ways in which we answer Him with our lives. What's up with that? A book that reads us even as we read it. That's a pretty strange statement at first glance. What other book can we say that about? What magazine ever reads us as we read it? The Bible contains our collective stories. Each of us can find little glimpses of ourselves in its pages. The people in the Bible are a whole lot like us, and a lot of them were far from perfect. We need to open our eyes and see what God would have each of us understand about ourselves. So you can see that it's not the same thing as reading the latest issue of your favorite magazine or a Shakespearean sonnet. There's something different here. Something that the Creator of the universe wants to tell you and wants you to understand about Him and yourself. By jumping into the Bible, you can open your eyes to God's world and see how He includes you in His story. Here's the great question. Is your encounter with Scripture more like being at the ocean or more like being in the ocean? Let's pray this prayer from howtopray scripture.com. Father, we thank you for your word, which is life and health to my soul. I trust that you are working behind the scenes for my good. I will hide your word in my heart, knowing that it will be well with me because you are good and faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 776. In the meantime, God loves you. His word is powerful and merciful. Today, why don't you practice letting the Bible read you?